Handing out sticky fruit. And Simon's taking you to change clothes. I change sexes.
Chrissy, you've been hanging around Pam too much.
Tell him you heard it from Mike.
Ben said I heard it from Mike.
So, where's all the candy we're gonna hand out?
We don't have any this year since nobody's gonna be home.
Well, I'm not trick-or-treating. I'm gonna be home.
That's not a costume.
Hey, guys, how's it? Oh, whoa, Chrissy, what a great costume. Hey, great prosthesis. Hey, Ben, you're looking pretty good, too. Those fake zits are frightening.
I'm not wearing a costume.
But if I were you, I'd lay off the chocolate.
Mike, will you take me trick-or-treating?
No, I can't, Chrissy. I gotta go pick up Eddie, and then we're going to a party.
So I'm stuck with Mom and Dad?
We all are.
Good night, guys.
96, 97, 98, same as yesterday.
Hey, shiver me timbers, it's Captain Hook!
Yo-ho!
Jason, you haven't said a word about my daughter's beard.
Well, she's a little young, even for the women in your family.
Let's go!
Whoa, hey, whoa, I gotta get a picture of this.
Dad, every second we waste this candy out of my mouth.
Come on.
What?
We want all our trick-or-treaters in the picture.
What is it with you people? I am not wearing a costume, and I have not painted fake zits on my face.
Are you out of your prescription?
No, and I don't trick-or-treat. I haven't gone since I was a child.
Yeah, last Halloween.
I wasn't really trick-or-treating. I was out toilet paper and houses.
I'm never gonna get out of a stinking house.
Ben, I distinctly remember you saying
like... Hey, no, showing her breasts.
Well, never mind Carol's chip. It's about... Oh, my... Web, that's a little low cut, isn't it?
Little? I can't even raise my arms. Whoops.
Carol, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm supposed to be a woman who wants to be noticed for her brain and not her body. But we'll see. I'm kidding. It's just a costume for a Halloween party with a great blind date.
Well, if you haven't met him, how do you know he's great?
Well, because the friend of mine who set it up told this guy I had a below-average IQ and used to be a cheerleader.
So what happens when he finds out you're an intelligent woman of substance?
Don't worry. I'm not going to do anything wild. I never do anything wild. I don't know how to do anything wild. It's a tragedy of what I am.
It's good to hear.
I'm going to wait for this stud outside.
So what were we talking about before Carol?
Ben. Oh, Ben. Hey, Ben. Hey.
He's gone. We're waiting for you to take me trick-or-treating. He got married and had kids. We don't have much time. Let's get in the rich neighborhood.
Oh, Chrissy, that's not nice. Our neighborhood will do just fine.
You know what the houses around here are going for?
Chrissy, stop.
Wow.
Hey, it's a storm.
Just a little storm?
That smile again. Light up the night with leering jack-o'-lanterns. Come, all my ghoulish friends. Let the Halloween begin. It's not just imagination. When you hear a ghost whisper right in your ear, the wind alone softly moan. No, it's a werewolf that's outside your window. The foulest of all creations gather together at this time of year. Creatures of the dark, here we are, coming to scare you by bringing your nightmares to life.
Stink, ma'am. We only use new toilet paper.
Oh, now stop it, Chrissy. Stop right
Chrissy, stop it! Halloween isn't ruined!
It isn't?
No!
Man, what are you doing with all that toilet paper?
I was gonna hand it out to the trick-or-treaters.
Chrissy, Ben is not handing toilet paper out to trick-or-treaters. He's using that to vandalize homes.
Honest?
Yes. Right, Ben?
You got that right. Freeze.
Maggie, come on. If you're not going to help out here, just don't say anything.
Jason, I am not going to indulge her fit.
Chrissy! Ben, don't go anywhere.
I wasn't.
This was the worst night of my life.
Chrissy, if that guy shows up, tell him I'll be right down.
Don't mention anything about me being a fine, intelligent woman or crap like that.
Do you want to cry all night or do you want to have a special Halloween like the Pilgrims had?
Huh? I thought the Pilgrims had the first Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes, they did, but on the boat, on the way over was Halloween.
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah, well, they don't tell you everything in preschool. They're afraid you get bored and drop out.
So you're saying they had Halloween on the Mayflower?
You haven't heard of this either? I think this speaks very badly for the public education system today. Yes, Maggie, yes. That's why we have pumpkins on Halloween, and on Thanksgiving we have pumpkin pie.
By God, we do, don't we?
So I thought with all the rain, tonight would be a great night to have the old Pilgrim Halloween.
What did they do?
Well, they didn't toilet paper houses, did they, Ben?
No, they used leaves.
No, they told scary stories.
Oh, this is one of those family deals.
I'm talking about really scary stories.
How scary.
Jess, I think this is a little young for this.
No, I'm not. I'm a woman with a hook.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Right, who wants to go first? Okay, I will. Let's set a little mood here, a little less light. And if we happen to save a little electricity, so be it. All right, oh yes, it was a Halloween night, as I recall, a night much like this. Yeah, and I was about the same age as your brother Mike is right now. Even looked like him. The job of handing out candy to trick-or-treaters fell to me that year because Pop was at his men's club having a lengthy meeting about their secret handshake, and my mom was leaving to visit a sick relative in Buffalo.
This plane ticket cost me $39. Uncle Zeke better be on his deathbed.
Mom? Oh,
I'm sorry, Jason. Money's not important, and Zeke's my favorite uncle. After all, he has lingered so I could purchase my ticket 30 days in advance. Excursion, right?
Seats are limited, certain restrictions apply, and the cost of the ticket is non-refundable.
Oh, that's my boy.
Have a nice trip, Mom.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry you're left alone. Halloween will be ruined for you.
Oh, no, no, it won't. My good friend Jerome is coming over here, and we're having a pilgrim kind of Halloween.
How resourceful.
Yeah, we're also turning off all the lights. That way, we'll have no trick-or-treaters, and we can save all that candy money.
Love you. Mm. I don't want to miss my flight.
Okay, and remember, bring back some of those peanuts from the plane.
Oh, I will.
Well, I think I'll watch some TV. Ugh, what am I saying? We don't have a TV. We're holding out for color.
Hi, Jace. You want to go toilet paper some houses?
No. Not only would that be vandalization, it wouldn't be thrifty.
Excuse me.
No, no, that wasn't you. That was outside. Isn't that weird?
What?
Up there.
Where? You mean I just took a flying saucer?
Think about it.
Oh, no. What if they're here seeking intelligent life?
You got nothing to worry about. All right, Just stay calm. I'm sure there's a very rational, scientific explanation for all of this. It's probably marsh gas.
I said, excuse me.
Hello?
It's probably just some kids wanting some candy. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Jason?
Mom? Mom, what are you doing here?
Coffee. I must have coffee.
You came all the way back to get a cup of coffee? Mom, you're missing your flight. $39 down the drain for a cup of coffee?
It's very good coffee.
Mom, you're talking crazy.
Klaatu barata nickel.
I see you've gotten into my coffee.
My second cup.
That's funny. He never has a second cup of my coffee. Wait a minute, what am I thinking? He doesn't drink coffee. What are you doing?
Feeding my face.
Oh. Say some for me.
Oh, you're both acting weird. This is nuts.
Oh, you'll feel differently after you have a nice cup of coffee down your pants.
Earthlings. Go figure.
Are you crazy? I could have killed you!
Officer!
Didn't you ever hear a crosswalks?
You understand, something terrible has happened. My mom and my best friend have yellow eyes and they're drinking down their pants.
Wait a minute, I find this a little hard to believe. Your mother wears pants? Saucer.
Wait a minute. This all started with that flying saucer. Maybe they have invaded. Maybe the aliens have taken over my mom and my best friend.
Take it easy, kid. If you keep talking crazy like this, I'm gonna have to shoot you and plant a weapon. It's an old cop joke.
Look, you don't understand. We're talking about flying stinking saucers here. We're talking about those nearest and dearest to me.
Coffee?
But what are you talking about? I'm pouring out my soul to you.
Cream or sugar?
What is it with you guys and coffee?
Klaatu barata nickel.
Officer, it's one of them.
And it's the spy.
Oh, the horror!
Call headquarters.
I ate stick of fruit!
Psst, kids, look, I need your help. Spacemen are invading our neighborhood.
I didn't know where to turn, and then I thought of Pop. He always knew what to do. And best of all, he only drank decaf.
If there's no objection to the report from the Committee on Committees, the minutes will be adopted as read, so ordered, so done.
Pop, we gotta get out of here before they get us.
Who?
Them.
Jason, you're interrupting a very important meeting here on the Committee for Male Bonding.
Well, aliens from outer space have invaded people's bodies, and they've got Mom.
Oh, pshaw, lad, your mom's on her way to Buffalo.
No, she's not. She threw away her plane ticket and said that money doesn't matter.
That's not your mother.
Exactly. No one will believe me, Pop. You're my last hope.
Son, I believe you.
Oh, thank God.
Gentlemen, we have a serious problem here. My son has discovered aliens among us.
No. Yeah, we've got to warn the whole rest of the country.
Good thinking. Pickering, you're in charge. We're off to warn the president. We'll go even if we have to drive all night.
Oh, I knew I could count on you, Pop.
And if we have to drive all night, we'll need plenty of coffee.
Dad, run for your life.
Oh, you're not going anywhere, son. Not until you have a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, you're one of them, too.
One of us. He's our leader.
Stop struggling. You'll feel much better if you join us.
No, no, never!
Join us.
And that's it.
Whoops.
Jason, wasn't your story a little too intense for the children?
I'm a professional psychiatrist, Maggie. I think I know what kids can handle. They know the difference between reality and fantasy.
So, Dad, did the president believe your story?
What did you think, Chrissy?
I think Halloween is ruined.
Oh, no, it isn't, honey.
Well, if you really love me, you'll make it stop raining.
Oh, sweetheart, you're going to forget all about the rain when you hear my story. Because it's not merely entertaining, it's educational as well.
Zip.
Hey, Ben, you're going to suffer through this with the rest of it. And I mean suffering in that, you know, zany kind of family way.
Okay, Chrissy, this is a story about a girl. A perfect little girl just like you. Who one evening went trick-or-treating with her mom. A wonderful woman who was warm and caring and loads of fun, just like me. So she rang the bell of this house with walls made of, what's that stuff called?
Stucco?
No, not stucco, flat.
Siding.
No, not siding, it's like siding, but different.
Maggie, nothing's like siding but different.
Jason, who's telling the story?
Nobody right now.
Shingles.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure it was shingles.
Finally.
No, it was bricks. Yes?
Trick or treat?
Oh, yes, I have something very special for you, my little vermin.
I'm so glad I took every spare moment of the last 6 months making that costume. I've got to get a snapshot. Hop, honey. Do it for mother. One more hop. Sweetheart. This is almost as much candy as last year.
Mommy, you know I'd trade all this candy for a hug from you.
Oh, honey, you don't need to trade a thing. It's a beautiful, warm, loving world. And I don't need any of this candy until we have an X-ray.
Oh, I won't.
Then the mother thought to herself, what kind of a mother was she? She forgot to kiss her daughter goodnight. What kind of a mother am I? I forgot to kiss my daughter goodnight.
You didn't say anything about apples with fuses in them. You saved my life.
And why was it in danger? Because you didn't listen to me. You see, we moms should always be listened to. Because when we have feelings of danger, you can bet that we're right on the money. You could do yourself a favor, as could all children, if you could only somehow hear what I have to say. Listen to, respect, and appreciate your mom. She's the only one you'll ever have.
me. The end.
Mom, I'm starting to get an idea of why your writing career hasn't taken off.
Dad, don't be so rude. Your mother's story was very... I'll get it.
If that's my blind date calling to cancel, tell him I'm not here.
Hello?
Tell him I'm out with somebody incredibly good-looking.
Yeah.
Tell him I pity him for what he's missed.
I'll be waiting for your call.
Well?
It wasn't him.
I know it was, Dad. You don't have to lie to protect me. I'm okay. I can handle this.
I'm not lying.
Then why are you getting me so upset, Dad?
Who was it, Jason?
Nobody. Say, you know what would make this evening perfect? Something in the kitchen.
Something in the kitchen?
Get off your duff. Come on and follow me.
What's going on?
That was Eddie on the phone. Mike was supposed to pick him up a half an hour ago, and he hasn't shown.
He hasn't? Well, maybe we should call. Has he got yellow eyes?
Maggie, I'm serious.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, the scary tales continue with a spooky Seaver Halloween. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin's life is thrown into turmoil when he learns Winnie's parents are moving.